At Citrus Expo, University of Florida researcher Arnold Schumann discussed the advanced citrus production system and looked at possible ways of producing citrus in the future. He discusses the advanced system, containerized trees, citrus under screen, and thermotherapy, all possible ways of coping with HLB. One point you made, advanced citrus production systems work in HLB-free groves.
Yes, they work very good. We've demonstrated great advances, or great advantages at least, of the ACPS on disease-free trees. Essentially, the average yield at cumulative yield at 4 years of age was a doubling. So from a conventional system producing 400 boxes per acre, we get close to 900 boxes per acre cumulative on healthy trees.
So what about on HLB-infected trees?
On an individual tree basis, and on that's probably the most devastating. So we measured the losses on individual HLB-affected trees, and it ranged anything from 75 to 90% losses of yield. So as at worst, you can have as little as 10% left after a fruit drop. That was the main cause of that loss. So over the average yield, how it affects the average yield of a block will entirely depend on your infection rate and other factors. For example, what stressed the trees out on that block that I'm referring to in particular is three other diseases and pests, and that's Diprepis root weevil, Phytophthora, which goes with the root weevil, it attacks the roots, and then the sting nematode. So the combination of pests and diseases with HLB attributes results in the large losses.
So it's still up in the air whether ACPS is going to save growers in the face of HLB?
It is, and it's too early to call on that. We need to give it, I would say, probably 2 more years, so 50% more time to be certain about whether it will at least break that critical landmark, which is the break-even point. Which, given if it had not been for HLB, we were expecting to reach that at 6 years. So, yes, it's acceptable to reach it at a later stage, and we may yet. So that's why it's too early to call whether this will be work or not. Yeah, it may. So let's say in a good scenario, it would still work, but we would reach break even 3 years later, at 9 years instead of 6 years.
High density, the biggest element of an advanced citrus production system, correct?
That's correct. High density contributes more than half of the gains to be made from introducing advanced citrus production systems. So it's a package deal, and that's probably the most prominent and important. It also has the advantage of being the most controllable factor, because it's entirely the choice of the grower to manipulate the planting density. All it does is it costs you more per acre because of the extra trees, but you can use standard trees. It's available immediately, that technology. And then the other two are, which have synergy with that, are the fertilizer choice, which moving to an open hydroponics type of fertilizer system would be liquid fertilizer, which is comprehensive, meaning from nitrogen to molybdenum, the entire spectrum of nutrients. And that contributes about over 20% of the gains from an ACPS. And then the third one is the rootstock choice, which again enhances the, first of all, the fruiting ability of a tree, and also introduces some kind of size control into it, which has synergy, of course, with the high density. You need size control if you have high density. Otherwise, your trees would grow out of control. So they all work together, and that's about another 20-something percent, and adding up to 100%.
Another thing you looked at, looking into the future, containerized trees. They're getting some tremendous production out of containerized high-density trees in California.
The California example was close to 2,000 trees per acre, and at year four, yields of 1,600 boxes per acre. And they told us that at as little as 18 months, they were getting the first economic production already. So less than 2 years, they're already having an economic production of fruit, fresh fruit, out of that type of high-density container-grown citrus system. And these were Murcotts. I believe it was W. Murcotts that they were talking about.
Was this under screen as well?
It happened to be under a shade cloth, so the structure, the superstructure, was there to screen it in with solid-proof screen. But being in California, there wasn't such a demand for excluding solids yet. So they put a shade cloth up for other reasons, mainly for preventing sun scald of the fruit.
But you can see in the future, potentially in Florida, growers growing some amount of citrus under screen?
for fresh producing farmers, for fresh fruit production, specialty citrus. I believe this. We've done the calculations, and I believe, of course, being that they're just calculations on a spreadsheet, we have to take it with a pinch of salt, but despite the exorbitant costs of a screen house, we've calculated we could break even at 10 years with that. So bear in mind it's a calculation. Without the screen house and using other methods like thermotherapy to treat the potted trees, we can halve that break-even point down to 6 years, five or six years. So yes, the biggest cost of that type of production system, which excludes the psyllids, is in fact the screen house. It's very expensive.
Some other key points you made.
Well, the one I've just touched on is the thermotherapy, which means the heat treatment of the entire tree. So we see a key advantage to growing trees in pots is that you can now, for the first time, actually treat the entire tree, roots and all, with heat, which should theoretically cure the tree. And the paper produced by the lab down at USDA, together with some UF researchers just in the past few weeks, and released some press reports about it also, proved that HLB-infected trees, when after proper thermotherapy, heat treatment, in containers, they were unable to pick up PCR positive tests from those trees after 2 years. So they think it could be as well as cured.
Looking into the future, into a crystal ball, do you think people driving down Route 27 and other roads in Florida are going to see some grove sites different from what we see today when we drive down these main highways through citrus country?
I think so. This is the evolutionary process being driven right now at an incredible rate by the very serious disease, which is the HLB. So it must, there must be change. Think about the changes that citrus nursery growers have gone through, from being open-grown, open-rooted, bare-rooted trees being grown in the soil without any cover, and in a matter of less than half a decade, they're all undercover and probably not looking back. I think it's been to an advantage for them to grow everything under psyllid-proof cover.
And they never saw that coming many years ago.
No, and I'm sure there was resistance to it too. They thought it was impossible at the time. So anything's possible, but I cannot predict the future, of course. So I don't know what it will look like, but I'm sure it'll be different.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.